views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Dr. Julie Show, all things connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome, everyone. So nice you can tune in with us today. I have a very special show for you today. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, all things connected on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us. As you know, we explore our interconnected lives in so many different ways. And every Tuesday right here on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world and speaking. Speaking of what's working, imagine raising nearly $300,000 in 33 days and feed 1.2 million meals to struggling families in the United States. Imagine volunteerism trips that engage people in hands-on service, providing ongoing meals, clean water solutions, and education to families in 12 countries. Imagine bringing positive socioeconomic change to over 20,000 children and families. Imagine building a school with recycled trash. Yep, water bottles, pop bottles, in just 4 months. Imagine taking war-surviving teachers on possibly the most important journey of their lives, the journey to self-empowerment. This is true. This is happening. Imagine serving children and communities at the local level that leaves sustainable change and inspires hope for the future. You are going to love our guest today, so I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment as I open your mind, connect your heart, and expand into your greatest potential with this guest. Sprite Laureano. In 2006, she launched a fundraising initiative to feed those children we were talking about and families in the United States. That same year, she helped sponsor the largest food drop in the nation. And within the next 2 years, Sprite co-organized and sponsored two larger multi-city food distribution events. When she wanted more consistent results from her humanitarian efforts, she discovered that others felt the same way. And true to form, she co-founded an organization that offered a way for people to provide sustainable funding to help children around the world while enriching their own lives. She also developed volunteerism trips to engage people in hands-on service. Sprite became chief humanitarian officer of the organization and oversaw programs that provided ongoing meals, clean water solutions, and education to families in 12 countries. She helped the company raise and disperse $1.5 million in humanitarian aid in its first year alone. She's a firecracker, and for the last 2 years, she's been the executive director of Manifest Foundation, now World Ventures Foundation, where she expanded its volunteerism travel to 8 countries for over 1,000 participants and helped to bring positive socioeconomic change to those 20,000 children and families we talked about. She's currently an independent consultant, writer, and continuing to uplift and inspire thousands of individuals through speaking engagements, workshop, and travel experience. I'm so happy to have our guest today, Sprite Laureano. Welcome, Sprite.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here with you.
Oh, I am so excited to have you here today just because I want to soak in the brilliance of what an amazing humanitarian you are. If I could just rest in this good energy that you have, my life will be changed forever, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really super blessed to be able to get to do what I do and to have so many people around the world that really support me to do that, to, you know, want to be a part of helping make a difference with so many people's lives. So I'm super blessed.
Yeah, one of the things that you do well is bring the right resources together and connect people, and everybody does their part, and you have some amazing structures that help do that. Before we get into all this work, Sprite, I want to just bring us back to the topic of our show, because we love to get different people's perspectives on unity consciousness and what this unified field really represents for different people. So can you share with our listeners what all things connected mean? To you?
It's really great because I was listening to the beginning of the show. I wrote that down as I was listening. I've seen it on your website, and it's so completely about what I believe in and what I do. It's why I moved from my comfortable home in the United States and moved to the second poorest country in the world, Liberia, because of being connected. And I really know that I am connected with every person and everything on the planet. I've been lucky, I think, enough to know that since I was really young. And so I now, you know, realize that, you know, I've been really blessed to live a great life here in the United States, and really wanted to be able to bring that consciousness, that knowing, and tools for knowing that to people in other parts of the world who haven't had that exposure to know what you and I know, and the listeners in this show know, that we are all connected, and what that means, and how it can make our lives better by knowing that. And the world better by knowing that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a shift in our perception of seeing things that really does help make the world work a lot better and easier, with ease and joy at times. So let's just start from the beginning, because I'm so curious. You know, we don't usually wake up as a child and say, I want to be a humanitarian when I grow up someday, but your path from a very young age was that. Why don't you just tell our listeners, how did you get where you're at? How did you go from this place in the United States? I know you didn't have a very luxurious childhood growing up, but how did you get from where you were to where you're at today? What's your story?
It really stems from, I believe, my mother, and I was the youngest of six, raised by a single mom. Our dad left when I was five, and my mother didn't have an education. She was a nurse, but she taught me that I could do whatever I wanted to do. She said, you know, just have faith, and you can do whatever you want to do. And I was given a foundation of faith. And so I just believed her, you know. I just believed her when she said that. And I had a great role model in her, because she worked her way up, not having an education, to being the first woman on the governor's examining board in the state of Wisconsin for patient advocacy, in a time when, you know, women, especially, and without a degree, that was pretty impossible, but she did it. And she also taught me to give back. So even, you know, very young, I was volunteering at, you know, in her nursing homes or wherever. And, you know, we didn't grow up with a lot. We grew up actually pretty, you know, poor early on. And so I've gone through my own transformational journey of, you know, wanting to give back, but then getting older and feeling like, you know, I don't have enough. And so striving for more for my own personal gain and my own personal self. And so I became an entrepreneur and was very successful very early on. And by the time I was 30, I had accomplished my financial goals. You know, I was living in Newport Beach, California, with a penthouse office overlooking the ocean and traveling wherever I wanted to. And by the time I was 31, I had lost my house, my car, my business, my sense of identity, and had gone through divorce and was living on a girlfriend's couch. And that was my defining moment. I think all of us have a moment in our life where we get to see, hopefully very clearly, what is, what's real, what's possible for our lives. So that was mine. And I, had, after that, tried everything I could to get back on my feet and doing the things that I always knew how to do to create income and money. And I just got a knock on, the head. And I looked up into the sky and I'm like, what? What do you want me to do, angels? And I heard a voice that said, what did you always want to do that you never did because of your ego? And the very first thing that flew out of my brain and out of my mouth was waitressing, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do that. So I fought with myself for about 3 months, and I did it. And I did it for 2 years, and it was the most wonderful thing of my entire life, really, because it was there I really started knocking down the walls of my ego and recognizing who else I was besides the career person, the business owner, the money maker. And I got back in touch with those parts of me that really wanted to serve and was here to serve. Mm-hmm. And it led me on an entire new journey to discover new gifts and things I was having me that I didn't look at because I was afraid of not being enough, of not creating enough. And those pieces were, the artist and the singer and the dancer and the healer. And it embarked, sent me on a new journey of healing. I actually became an emotional trauma therapist, working with clients from Santa Barbara to Beverly Hills and spiritual counselor. And so just led me along this amazing new path of discovery. And lots of
amazing things. I'm going to jump in here because we need to take a break, and so many beautiful things have blossomed out of that time for you, and I can't wait to share more with our listeners of what has happened since that time. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. We're here with Sprite Laureano. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call. Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive medium and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Sprite Loriano, and we are going to take you on a journey clear around the world and back here today. But Sprite, before we pick up where we were, I want to make sure our listeners know how to get a hold of you. Do you have a website address, a Facebook page, mm-hmm. anything they can find you at?
Absolutely. SpriteLorianoGlobal.com is my website. So my name's Sprite with a Y, S-P-R-Y-T-E, Loriano, L-O-R-I-A-N-O, global.com. And they can also find me on Facebook.
Excellent. Okay, I'm going to remind you listeners about that in a little bit. But right before the break, we were talking about when life kind of hits you on the head and you returned to kind of slough off that ego through the waitressing thing, and that really woke you up to who you really were and the essence and where you went. And since then, my gosh, Sprite, I can't wait to see how you leaped from waitressing to feeding children, to building schools, to providing clean water. Oh, my gosh. Let us know. How did that evolve?
Well, moving into a spiritual teaching and therapy career for a while, I decided, you know, I truly am a businesswoman at heart. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur since I was 23 years old, and I really wanted to get back into business. And so I got involved in a direct selling organization, which I love direct selling for its ability to really help people transform their lives on a personal development basis, and started, you know, teaching what I knew with my team in that, and was a leader in direct selling, and then from there I was able to be financially free, and that financial freedom from that place, I was like, okay, gee, now what? And through a process of just visualizing, you know, what was next for me, I had an image pop into my head of the children that I had been donating to. And some of your listeners might remember the movie that came out in 2006 called The Secret. And I had watched that movie, and it really inspired me at the time to think bigger than I was thinking at the time. And so I decided, you know, to visualize how I could do more in my life, and I heard a voice, and that voice told me that I could create, you know, $30,000 in 30 days. And I'm like, okay, so I just started visualizing, and over the course of 3 days, as I was coming into that space of meditation, I kept feeling nudged to do more and do more. And finally, at the end of 3 days, it became feeding 3 million children in 33 days. I had never done anything like that before. This was totally, for me, a real, you know, like spiritual directives. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do. Okay, I have no idea how. So I just started telling my friends, hey, I want to feed 3 million children in 33 days. I have no idea how to do this. Do you want to help me? And some people said no, but a bunch of people started saying yes. And, you know, thank God for that, because we pulled together really short time and created a campaign within 5 months, and we raised $300,000 and fed 1.2 million children with that. And so, you know, one of the things I always say to people is, you know, dream big. You got to dream, and, you know, even if you're afraid, the thing is you're not going to do it alone. You know, you just – I've always just put myself out there and allowed, you know, that energy of, you know, my own dream to connect with other people's dreams. Because I think we all really, you know, dream in some capacity to do more than we think we can. And so, you know, from there, I was able to meet incredible people who wanted to keep playing bigger games of making a difference for people around the world. And that's how I ended up co-founding my next organization, which was a direct selling company that was focused on humanitarian giving. And so we were able to inspire transformational leaders like Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen and Barbara Marks Hubbard and Kristen Jayam Atwood, so many people from that transformational personal development industry to utilize their teaching and their gifts of empowerment to not only empower people, but to help others give back. And so that's how we were able to raise so much money in a really short period of time, 1.5 million in the first year, and help a lot of people. So you want me to keep going?
Oh my gosh. You know, I can just listen to you forever because there's so many lessons in there. And I don't know if you're really aware of it, but even how you speak, there's just lessons that ooze out of you. Like just allowing your dream to connect with other people's dreams. I mean, what a beautiful mission statement that is for you, because that's really what you've done, is you haven't done this alone. You just continue to connect with people, with resources, with organizations, and simply allowing your dream to connect with theirs, you're manifesting beautiful gifts for the planet. It's amazing.
Thank you. Well, and I think another thing that I've learned along the way is that, you know, our dreams take us on many journeys, and some of them feel really positive and some of them don't. And they're both really important and they're both really good. So, you know, I've had some great successes and I've also had some really big failures in my life. And it's been through, you know, that process of just really constantly seeing the gift, knowing for sure that my life is meant for something, whether it's looking like I'm on the right track, it's looking like I'm, you know, a success right now or not right now, my life is meant for something, so I need to keep moving forward, you know, through the failures and to the next success, because I absolutely know there's always one. And and that's really how after my you know, that organization that I had just spoken to you of is called Humanity Unites Brilliance. We ended up not doing so well after our second year in business. The recession hit and we started not doing well. And then being able to merge that with a company that was really successful so that I could continue moving forward with supporting people in humanitarian work, and then, you know, just blossoming that, you know, being able to create humanitarian trips, you know, all around the world. And that's really one of my most favorite things to talk about when you're ready to talk about that.
I do want to talk about that. You know, this constantly seeing the gift is an important piece, too. And we just have a few more minutes before the next break. And I really want to acknowledge that ability to take the risk and ability to take the risk to fail. I have a friend who's a humanitarian as well, and she says that she's constantly hearing these projects and wanting to do more, and the universe knocks, and so she says, okay, but she has to do it knowing that some of them are going to not be so successful, but a lot of them are, and it's just amazing to watch that happen. So how does, if there's no ego, there's no sense of really complete personal failure in that, how would you inspire our listeners to just take the risk no matter what before we take a break here? What do you say to them about that risk to fail and things not looking so good?
Yeah, you know, I have as I get to live right now in the second poorest country in the world, I get to inspire people on every level, you know, from people who have to people who really don't have anything. That the truth is that if there is something on your heart, which everyone has something in their hearts that's been given to them to do, and that something on your heart is here for you to go for. And so nobody else can go for that. You have to go for it. So it's really first a matter of you have to know that. You have to follow it and trust it. And never, ever, ever, you just never give up. You just never give up. one of the things that I used to have on my website that I need to get back on, but it's at the end of every one of my emails, is that every great story on the planet happened because somebody somewhere decided not to give up ever. Mm. And it's really, I mean, to me, that's it. I mean, that's what I live by. You just never give up.
Beautiful.
So it might look different. Yeah. I mean, it might not end up look at how I think, but I have to keep going.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, love it. You can find her website, Sprite Laureano's website, at spritelaureanoglobal.com. That's SpriteLaureanoGlobal, GLOBAL.com. We're going to hear why she moves to the second poorest country in the world and what she's up to next when we come right after the break. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leap off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have with us Sprite Laureano, and we're talking about all of the amazing humanitarian work she has done. And so, Sprite, can you tell us the story? I really want to talk about what is voluntourism, how our listeners can get involved, what can they do. There's lots of different ways they can get involved. But first of all, tell us why. Why did you choose to move to the second poorest community or the second poorest country in the world?
Well, I started working let me back up. I started bringing people to countries that we were creating humanitarian impact in back in 2008 because I believed that even for my own life, the best way that I would be able to really understand why I should be giving is to experience the impact that I was having. And getting to meet the people that I was making a difference for. So I started doing that back then, and then that's when, you know, I met an incredible individual by the name of Kimmy Weeks, who everyone should Google, K-I-M-M-I-E. W-E-E-K-S, Kimmy Weeks, a young man, you know, who lived in Liberia and has just a remarkable story, really fell in love with his story and fell in love with Liberia, its history. You know, it was started by the freed slaves of North America and then, you know, it's the fastest developing nation in Africa up until about, you know, 20 years ago, and then entered into a really atrocious civil war that lasted 15 years. And so I started going and bringing people to Liberia, one of 8 countries, many years ago, and on these volunteer trips. And then, you know, Liberia is a small country. It's like the size of L.A., so 4 million people. So, you know, I was really able to see a difference really quickly. You know, you're able to see your impact pretty quick when you have a really small country you're dealing with like that. And I just fell in love with them. And so I thought, you know, it's going at some point, I'm going to live in Africa. I didn't know what I was, but like at some point, I'm going to live in Africa, and I really want to, you know, experience living there versus just, you know, popping in and out and providing impact that way. And so I got the opportunity last year to move on from what I was doing with the last company that I was with as executive director of their foundation, World Ventures Foundation, And I said, now's the time. So I just took a leap and went. And like always, you know, I had some angels there that helped me make that happen and helped make that leap happen, even though I didn't know how. And I just have to say, that's one of the biggest things that stops people,
yes.
right, all the time.
Yes.
It's like, how am I going to do this? How am I, you know, it's just like letting go of the how and making that decision. That's what I did. I just made that decision. And as soon as I made that decision, the how, you know, came about. And so I have... one of the main things that I do there is I continue to bring groups over. Actually, just a couple months ago, I brought my last group over, 27 incredible individuals from 7 countries. And one of the main things that we're doing in Liberia is working with teachers. So as a redeveloping nation, in a rebuilding nation after the Civil War, most of the teachers that are there have an 8th grade education, some of them less, and they're responsible for bringing up, you know, today's current leaders as well as the next generation of leaders. And so I realized that, you know, probably the most important thing that I could do is to really support the educational foundation and structure within this country, and to really support teachers to know that no matter what's going on around them, no matter what the government is doing, what support they're getting or not getting, that they have to know that they have the ability to create change for themselves and for their precious students. And, you know, they don't know that, and they need to. So that's what we're doing. And so I'm asking people, you know, everywhere that have that ability to train someone up, to lead someone up as a coach, as a business person, as an educator, as a healer, as a teacher, you know, to come and join me. And that's what we do. We work with these incredible teachers and provide them an experience of personal development and transformation at the same time while we're transforming our own lives. And that's really the essence of what a volunteer trip that I provide is about.
Wow. So like, if one of our listeners today wants to sign up for one of those trips, what might it look like? How long would it be? Where would they stay? What would they do on a sun up to sundown type of schedule?
Well, actually, the next trip that I'm doing is in March of next year. And what we're going to be looking for, we're actually going to be having, we'll have 6 leaders. I'm actually looking for 3 more leaders. I have 3 already. So 3 leaders who will bring 4 people on this trip. And we will, each leader will have a team of 4 people, and they will each have their own school that they will help transform. And they'll help transform it in 5 different ways. They're going to help us to, we're calling it School Up Liberia. And so for 10 days, they will be able to work with that school, work with the teachers, work with the students, providing a clean place, a sanitary place, a stocked school, and empower the teachers and the students. It's just like the most mind-blowing experience somebody's going to have to be able to, like, really hands-on and have, you know, this kind of experience with real people, real students and teachers. And to know by the time they leave, that school is actually going to be self-sustaining. Because one of the main things that's a problem in Liberia is that some of the teachers don't even get paid for like months, because the school operates on tuition paid by parents who don't have jobs. There's 80% unemployment in Liberia. So some of these teachers, even though, I mean, they might get paid $40 a month, but then they have to wait 3 months to even get paid. So we want to just do away with that. We've come up with systems and real structures that work, that help a school to become self-sustaining through selling water and through selling, you know, other things. So we're just, it's amazing, and we're really able to go in and totally transform a school and an entire community. So someone will come and we'll be a part of that, and then we'll also spend 3 days out into the rural areas visiting amazingly gorgeous African villages way deep in the jungle and provide clean water solutions to people who are literally just dying every day because they're pulling their water up from streams that are infested. And literally within 5 minutes, we give them a solution that will last forever.
Wow.
And, it's like, it's so amazing. I get chills talking about it all the time, and I can't wait to go again.
I know. How can you wait till March? It's like, wow, I want to go right now. Can I go with you?
I know. Yes.
Okay, listeners, if you want to go to Liberia and you want to touch people's lives and you want to work with the teachers and the children and the clean water and the villages and the rural areas, go check out Sprite's website. We are not done. We have a whole other segment yet to hear more from this amazing, inspirational person. But go to SpriteLorianoGlobal.com. It's SpriteLorianoGlobal.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, more with Sprite Loriana. Stay with us.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leap off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called The Turning Point. In our world, that time is right now.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. We've been talking with the amazing Sprite Laureano, a bright light on the planet right now. Hey, I want to remind you of her website, spritelaureanoglobal.com. It's spritelaureanoglobal.com. You can also just Google Sprite Laureano, and you will find her. And please visit our website at thedrjulieshow.com for all the upcoming shows. All the archives from past shows are there, and you can stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. We have some fun new courses coming up and some new ways to connect for any visionary leaders out there that want to really get connected in a deeper way and stay connected and co-create with other co-creators. So visit the website, watch there, watch the Facebook page, and hopefully we'll have all the information for you that you need. So, Sprite, you just amazed me. I love this thing. And I really want to help our listeners understand, if they are interested, what they can do. But some people I know aren't going to be able to take off and go March 15 of 2015, and they might not be able to go with you on another trip. I want to talk about where else you're going to, but there's other ways they can get involved and help support this global change. Can you help our listeners with other ways they might get involved?
Yeah, Julie, thank you. I'd really love to, because that is really true. Not everybody, can, and particular times, maybe they have children, raising up or whatever. And so the program that I'm doing with the teachers and our School Up Liberia program is something that your listeners can get involved in no matter where they are. And it's really, really simple. I believe that we can transform a nation through its teachers. And so we have, I'm actually running an ongoing empowerment, success, and leadership training program for the teachers in Liberia for another 6 months. So it's a year-long program, and we're almost about 6 months into it. And I have 108 teachers that I'm working with on a regular basis that are experiencing such incredible change in their life. They're actually knowing for the first time that they have a choice, it's okay for them to have a dream too, that they can actually learn how to create their dream and make it happen. I've got teachers who are starting side businesses and never thought that that would ever be possible. And I've got teachers who are learning how to, just excel and have their students really being able to learn. Like, for the first time, some of their students come to school and they don't have food and water, and they're trying to figure out, how do I teach these kids so that they can actually learn? And we're teaching them that. And so your listeners can actually help transform a nation just by sponsoring a teacher. And it's a really simple program. If they go to my website and click the challenge, they can actually sponsor a real teacher in this program. And I will send them a picture of who that teacher is, their age, how many kids they have, and provide them regular updates on the success of their teacher and what their teacher is learning. And they can even communicate with their teacher through me or direct if they want to. So it's a really amazing program, and it's $300 to literally transform a teacher's life for a year. It's an easy thing to do, and I have 30 more teachers that I really need a sponsor for right now. So I would love to invite your listeners to come and be a part of that. If they can't come and actually meet the teacher face-to-face, they can still make a difference.
Oh, yeah, and with our technology today, we stay connected virtually here. So there you have it,
$100. They have 30 more teachers that need sponsored, and it is making a huge difference. It's beautiful. So thank you for that opportunity, Sprite. I know there's lots of listeners that want to make a difference, and we're all here doing our own little way of making the world a better place. There may mm-hmm. be some listeners interested in Ecuador. You got a January trip coming up. I know there's trips all over the world. What's next? You got Ecuador in January?
Ecuador in January, yep. We're actually going to be Amazon to the Andes to the Amazon. So we're going to start out in the Andes Mountains, and we're going to do a horse track adventure bringing clean water solutions up to rural villages that don't have clean water, and experiencing the beauty and history and everything that Ecuador has to offer in the mountains. And then we're going to fly over to the Amazon. We're going to stay at a first-class amazing lodge right on the Amazon and bring clean water solutions to the indigenous tribes that live along the Amazon, and hopefully spot and swim with the pink dolphins. So it's like I'm partnering with a friend of mine who started this company called Life List Living, and it's all about like living things that are on your bucket list right now. And so, you know, we put these incredible trips together, and then we film everything. We make these mini TV series out of it so that the people that get to go on the trip, they actually can watch a whole TV show about them on the trip and their experiences they're having, making a difference for other people on the web. So it's really just totally fun, cool idea, as well as, you know, just again, it's like making a difference and transforming your own life at the same time, which is really what it's all about. And I had said to you during the break that one of my dreams for myself was to become a global citizen. And so it's one of the ways that I'm able to do that is by, you know, utilizing my own experience and skill sets to create experiences for other people around the world. So that's what we're up to in Ecuador. And after that, Julie, I have no idea. I don't know what's next, but, you know, we'll be, I know, creating more, you know, trips after that, but that's enough for now.
Yeah, that's a lot. So we have Ecuador in January. We have Liberia in March. We have everyone's able to chip in right now and sponsor one of those teachers. And, you know, there's so much inspiration there. And then the connections. Mm-hmm. You're making connections. So Life Living List or Life List Living, go check that out. Google it. Kimmy Weeks, go Google that. Here, mm-hmm. it's all about connections, and that's what you're doing. So, Sprite, thank you so much for joining us today and hopefully inspiring so many to get involved and do what they can in their own little corner of the planet.
You're welcome, Julie. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that you have this this format, this venue, and you're inspiring people to connect with others and transform their life. And so I just, God bless you, and thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you. It is so inspiring to know that we all have that light inside, and like you said, it's just a trusting. You listen to that guidance, and then you might not know how it's going to happen, but you just trust, and the universe has your back, and there you are moving to Liberia, and those are just so many motivational stories that we've talked about today that can just help people remember to just trust. So I love that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you, Julie.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Remember, listeners, you can find Sprite Laureano, Google Sprite. It's SPRYTELORIANO, Sprite Laureano Global.com. And go to the drjulieshow.com and look at all the upcoming guests. There's many more inspiring guests that are coming on the show. And I just want to remind you all, make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. That's all for this week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected.
with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leap off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.